Well, it was always an issue. It was always a problem. And after I had left my last full-time job, I actually was able to get COBRA for a while and kind of keep the plan that I had. But of course, I had to pay my own premiums.
And COBRA is kind of this bridge insurance for people who have lost their job.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was kind of surprised, actually, because I left the job voluntarily, but they let me go on this COBRA plan.
But it's really expensive, isn't it?
It was kind of pricey, but at least I felt like I had decent insurance. Mm-hmm. But then after a while, they kind of said, well, you know, we're not going to let you do this anymore. We're cutting out those, we're not doing COBRA anymore.
So did you go without insurance for a while?
No, I went out in the market and, you know, it was a mess. It was really hard to find anything. And when I, you know, that was affordable and that had any kind of coverage. And then I remember after I went to United Health, and then at one point, I think they quit taking individual buyers too. And then I remember the last plan I had, I noticed on the plan, it said there's a $100,000 limit on this plan, lifetime limit. So figure,
if you have any medical costs above and beyond $100,000, we won't cover them.
Right. And that's adding up for the whole life of the policy.
Wow.
So you would, if at any point you reached that maximum, now you've got no insurance and you've got no way to get more insurance. So I guess at that point you just go broke.
Hmm. When Obamacare rolled out, how did that affect you?
It was great. It was just such a relief to know that there was a real plan that was affordable, that had decent coverage, and the HealthSource people, well...
And that's Rhode Island's health insurance, the online exchange, HealthSource RI.
Exactly. That's the online exchange. And when they first ran it out, they were so helpful. They actually sent a person to my house called a navigator, which was a huge help because being self-employed, I have stacks of paperwork, you know, and I didn't know what they would need. So having someone come to the house was a big help. And she was so helpful. She walked me through the whole thing. We talked about all the different options. And so it was a real relief to have that and to know that it was, you know, reliable and affordable and reasonable.
Mm-hmm. So you had an affordable plan. Do you mind my asking what that was costing you a month?
I think it cost me around $200 a month for the premium, but the premiums are adjusted at tax time because I don't have a regular income. It changes every year. So at tax time, they kind of refigure it and you either pay more or less depending on how much you actually made.
Now, sometimes those plans can be very expensive, though, right? You've got co-pays, you've got high deductibles. Did you experience that?
Yes, there are high co-pays and high deductibles. And most of the time, I didn't worry about that because I was pretty healthy, and so it didn't really come into play. But then a couple of years ago, I had to have surgery, and since then, I've had to be on all of these drug treatments, and these drugs are horrifically expensive. Mm. And I would have reached that $100,000 cap already if I still was on that old plan. But, you know, so if I'd have to pay the copays and deductibles, it adds up to quite a bit more. It adds up to... Well, I don't have the. I think it's over $8,000 a year you end up paying if you're maxing it out, but that's a lot better than $100,000.
So you got sick. You relied on your health insurance to cover what must have been some very expensive treatments, surgery. You say some expensive drug treatments. Now we're talking about repealing Obamacare. That is on the table right now, of course, on Capitol Hill. What are your concerns as you listen to that discussion?
Well, you know, my concerns are for my financial future, I guess, and for my health, because now I have a pre-existing condition. You know, I have, I'm self-employed. I don't make a huge amount of money. So, you know, that what I would have to pay is concerning to me. And the other thing that concerns me is that, you know, I'm not the only person in this situation. And I think people are still used to this idea that you get health care through your employer, but an awful lot of people don't. And it's not just freelancers like me. I know a lot of people who have full-time jobs working for an employer, but their employers don't give them health insurance. And they're also out on the exchange.
So freelancers, people who don't get insurance through their employers, are particularly vulnerable, perhaps. What's your hope for the future? How do you hope this shakes out?
Well, I hope. I mean, President Obama said the other day, he said, you know, if the Republicans want to fix some of the things with this plan that could improve it, that I've been trying to fix and they've been stonewalling. And if they want to do that and call it Trump care, then fine, mm-hmm. You know, and that's fine. If they really want to just pull the rug out and toss you back out into the, you know, the Wild West of what the insurance companies feel they want to do, that's very concerning, you know, because mm-hmm. It could mean the caps come back. It could mean the
lifetime
premiums,
caps on right? how much you are covered for.
Yeah, it mm-hmm. could mean that you know, the premiums go sky high and the copays go sky high, and it's just it's very uncertain.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mary Grady, premiums for people who go through HealthSource RI are sometimes lessened for because people get subsidies to help them pay for them. But there have been criticisms of the Affordable Care Act and plans offered through the exchanges and outside of the exchanges because their premiums have continued to rise and healthcare costs haven't necessarily gotten under control. What would your message be to our congressional delegation as they go, and we know they're going to be fighting this battle on Capitol Hill? What would you say to them if you got a chance to talk to them?
Well, I do have a lot of confidence in our local delegates that they understand these issues and that they are kind of on the right side of this. And I'm hoping that they will just keep fighting to make sure that people who need this kind of coverage have access to coverage.
Mary Grady, thank you so much for joining me.
Well, thanks for talking to me.
Healthcare reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.